This is VOA News. Fire remote. Witnesses say the rockets have struck a neighborhood near Kabul's International Airport amid the ongoing U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. The rockets struck Monday morning in Kabul's Salim Karwan neighborhood. A gunfire immediately followed the explosions, but it was not immediately clear who was firing. A drone strike blew up a vehicle carrying multiple suicide bombers from Afghanistan and the Islamic State affiliate on Sunday, and before they could attack the ongoing military evacuation at Kabul's International Airport, American officials said, an Afghan official said that three children were killed in that strike. The U.S. is to withdraw from Afghanistan by Tuesday. The Biden administration is within reach of achieving one of its goals in Afghanistan. Biden administration officials say the United States has the capacity to evacuate the approximately 300 U.S. citizens remaining in Afghanistan who want to leave before President Biden's Tuesday deadline. The commitment comes as another U.S. drone strike against suspected Islamic State militants highlights the grave threat in the war's final days. A Louisiana sheriff's office has reported the first death from Hurricane Ida. The Ascension Parish Sheriff's Office says on Facebook that deputies responding to a report of someone injured by a fallen tree at a home confirmed the person had died. It's a suburb in Baton Rouge, Louisiana's capital city. The report came hours after Ida slammed ashore and South Louisiana is a major Category 4 hurricane. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA.